Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But yesterday we talked about a phenomenal young man who's not only one of the best athletes in our state, but is been recognized by Broadway.
Did you get him?
He is our guest. Matt got him. I'll give credit to Matt
for
reaching out. Terrence Bogan out of Sheehan High in Wallingford and soon to be, like Ray, a Trinity College Bantam. Terrence, Jody Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway, how are you, sir?
Hey, buddy.
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I had a chance to interview Terrence before he ran amok on Berlin in the state high school football championship game. But this Broadway award is spectacular. Where did your interest for singing and performing come from?
When I was in middle school, one of my friends actually convinced me to do the musical in seventh grade. And then it was just so much fun. And then ever since then, it really was just like developed into a passion for me. So, yeah.
Well, what was the musical? What did you do?
Oh, it was Legally Blonde.
Oh, I didn't know there was a musical. Cool. That was Pirates of Penzance or something. All right.
And then you have gone through this, and now you've won other awards. You're very involved in the community, and of course, as I know very well, you're one of the best high school running backs we've had in the state in a while, and a track champion. How difficult is it as a student athlete to juggle all of that?
Wow.
Well, you know, I have such a good support system, so I mean, it doesn't really stress me out a lot, especially when doing something that I love so much. You know, I try to keep all three of the things separate. You know, try to compartmentalize a little bit. So when it's time for football, it's just football. And when it's time for music, it's just music. And then track, just track. So, you know, I try to do that to keep the stress from rolling in.
Because otherwise you'd be curled up in a ball in the corner.
Yeah.
By the way, what are you going to major in? Do you have any idea yet? I know it's really early, but you're just starting this fall.
It is really early, but I've been looking about looking into majoring in biology or neuroscience.
No, I read somewhere. Well, I'll tell you where I read it. I read it in my friend Mike Anthony's column. You want to be a brain surgeon?
Yeah.
God.
So
can I have
that's
your card?
The whole, you know, so that's why I've really been thinking about going into neuroscience and biology, really, just to, you know, be able to pursue that dream as well.
But your number one dream is to be on Broadway, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is great. This is great.
Do you have somebody, Terrence, who you saw on Broadway who you, and made you think, I want to be like that, I want to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, so actually, it was about 4 years ago. I went to go see The Color Purple on Broadway, and I saw the girl who played Celie, who's the lead actress in the show, and her name is Cynthia Erivo. And while watching her, I was like, this girl's amazing, and she actually ended up winning a Tony Award for it. And ever since then, I've been like her biggest fan. But that performance really like has stuck with me since I've seen it, and that really made me want to be on that stage.
What qualities did she show up there besides having a good voice?
Just her voice is out of this world. But just like she showed a lot of vulnerability, but also a lot of strength in the performance, which is. I feel like characteristics that I have as well. And it was just so, just the little things, like she used to move her hands in certain ways. in the beginning of the show. Then when she got confidence, she stopped doing it. It was just like just little things that I saw that made me so interested in, you know, acting and stuff like that, and really made me want to, you know, pursue this as a profession.
You're going to Trinity. It's an outstanding school with an outstanding football program. Even though Ray graduated from there, it's still, you know, it's still pretty good. What was it about Trinity that made it so attractive to you, Terrence?
You know, 100% the history there with football and everything definitely persuaded me. But also, when I first went to go visit Trinity, it was just like, it felt like home, you know. I felt welcome there, you know, and it just felt like the environment that I wanted to spend the next 4 years in. So, yeah.
You know, it's like a traditional New England college.
Yeah.
Get on the quadrangle, that's where it is.
Okay, you know. Final question before we let you go.
Yes, please.
And by the way, I got to tell you, I didn't want to wake you up early because I figured you're an 18-year-old guy. But Matt fortunately reached out to you, and we're so
good
happy
man.
That you've joined
Thanks,
us.
Matt.
All right, if you had to take one, a Tony Award or the Walter Payton Award for Division III College Football Player of the Year, what would you take?
Definitely a Tony Award.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad choice,
like
actually.
That seems like it's a no-brainer. Well, Terrence, thanks for waking up and jumping on with us. Congratulations on everything, and we'll be following your future at Trinity and beyond. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you around campus.
Great young man, Terrence Bogan, really.
And it's scary.
Thanks to Matt for reaching out. All right.
Gives me hope for the future.
Big time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.